If you believe the Lord is able, can you just wave to Him? Just wave to Him. He's able to do all things. The God of all flesh. The Bible says there is nothing difficult for Him to do, because He's God Almighty. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The one that can never change. The one who does not lie. The one who does not disappoint. Father, we praise Your name. We thank You, Lord, because You are able. You've healed before. You are able to heal again. You have delivered before. You are able to deliver again. You have saved before. You are able to save again. You have provided before. You are able to do it again. Father, You have made a way before. Father, we remember the one at the Red Sea. We mentioned it yesterday. Lord, we thank You because we know You are able to do it again. Making a way in places where there seems to be no way. Father, we bless Your name. We thank You for this very fourth day of the month. What an opportunity, what a privilege to be alive and to be here right now in Your presence, where the Bible says there's a fullness of joy. Thank You, Father, Lord, because we are all going back home today with great joy in our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because in Your presence, Lord, mountains we met like words in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That even as we call on You this morning, Lord, the heavens over us are open in the name of Jesus Christ. Your blessings are being released in the mighty name of Jesus, even as we worship, as we pray unto You. Father, we thank You. We bless and magnify Your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Hallelujah. Once again this morning, I want to appreciate the pastors in the house. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share the pulpit with you. I do appreciate that, and thank God for every one of us. Like Pastor said, we are family. I'm happy to be here this morning. Hallelujah. Please help me just look at your neighbor and just say to him or her, Happy New Month to you. I'm grateful to God that you are here this morning. I thank God on your behalf that you are alive this morning. It is a great privilege. Hallelujah. And say to yourself, Lord, I am grateful. Tell him, Lord, I am grateful to be here this morning. I am grateful. I am grateful, Lord. I am grateful, Lord. It takes a grateful heart to thank God and praise God, even when things are not the way we want it to be. So many people this morning, they desire just only to be alive, but they are not. So many people this morning, they have a lot of cars, big cars, as in, you know what I mean? Cars. But they can't even ride them. They can't ride them. Some people have the most expensive clothes in their wardrobe this morning. They are still alive, but they can't even remember where they are. They can't even remember whether they have it there. We're not rejoicing over them. We're just saying that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are here, that we are alive. Like we woke up this morning, not because our alarm was so loud enough to wake us up, but the Holy Spirit came and said, you know what, Bola, it is time to wake up. So it is a great privilege. It's a great opportunity. About 2 weeks ago, one of our pastors died in Nigeria. He died praying on his knees. So he didn't wake up as a sick person in the morning. So it's not about being righteous. It's not about, oh, I am holy, so that's why I am here. No, it is of the Lord's mercies. So one more time, give a shout unto the Lord. I am grateful, Lord! Amen. This morning, by the grace of God, I want to look at a few things from the Word of God, and then we go ahead and pray. Quickly, I want to talk about the benefit of praying. I know, I heard that we've been talking about the various types of prayer, prayer of thanksgiving, prayer of intercession, and all of that. Why do we pray? I mean, what is the benefit there? Because sometimes if we don't know what can happen when we do something, we may be reluctant. If you don't have the full knowledge of why something needs to be done, we may not really react the way we should because we lack knowledge in that area. One of the reasons is because it is a command, like it's in our Bible passage, the Bible verse we're actually using for this program, call unto me. So it's a command. We have been called to pray. Let me announce your neighbor, you have been called to pray. You have been called to pray. Some of us are not convinced enough. Call unto me. That is God giving the order. Call unto me. I want us to read Luke chapter 18 as well. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Quickly, please. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. And I want us to all read it together very loud. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray. Once in a while, and maybe every Sunday, like when we are here now, we are here to pray. Okay? That men always ought to pray. And not to do what? So if you are here this morning, you are fainting, you are not praying well. When you are faced with a challenge and you are shaking, you are not praying well. Because a man and a woman of God's presence is always having the back of strength, even when you are really filled with the real thing. I mean, the real thing. The things that makes your heart to, like, kind of want to fall out. There is always a back of strength when you are given to prayer. So if you are fainting, if you are losing heart, if you easily get discouraged, there's something wrong with our knees. There's something wrong in the closet, in the place of prayer. Ought always. That is the way it should be. And this was Jesus Christ speaking to the disciples. And you remember one of the days he went to the mountain to pray. The Bible says, after praying, the sweat of his body was like blood. Can you just, let's just think and imagine. You are sweating and your sweat is like blood. That's deep. That's deep. And some of us, even when we still come to church, we danced, we pray, we can't even sweat at all. Not because the sweat is not there. We can't even dance enough. Like today's Thanksgiving, we can't even shake body, let the soul, everything inside, magnify the name of the Lord. You're not even sweating. And sometimes we don't even pray. We don't even, there is prayer. Then sometimes we feel like, you know what? I'm okay for now. You know, I'm fine. You're not fine. You're not fine. Nobody is fine without prayer. Because I did mention briefly yesterday that prayer is not just something we do when we have needs. Prayer is what we do because we have a Father in heaven that we need to have a chat with on a regular basis. It's something we do to maintain our relationship with the Father. You can't call somebody you don't talk to a father. Like we are all here now. We have friends. We have family. We have relations. Some of them, we only call them maybe once in a month, depending on how important they are to us. Two of us. Some friends, you don't even talk for years. But there are some, even if you don't have time to test, I mean to call, in a week they must receive two or three tests. Two of us. That is the level of the relationship. And there are some, if you miss calling them in a day, there's a feeling in your heart that, oh, I have missed something. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. So we don't just pray because we have needs. We pray because of the relationship that we have with the Father. And also, it's a call. It's something we need to do in obedience to God's word. And of course, we pray because Jesus prayed. Hallelujah. So I can't be a Christian and not pray. And the kind of prayer we are talking about here, I will quickly say something before we move on. Sometimes we don't pray because we think we don't have needs. And so my prayer is just like, Father, thank you this morning. At least I've woken up and I'm going to my work. So that's 1-2 minutes. That's okay. But the kind of relationship God is looking for is more than that. The kind of prayer we are talking about is more than that. Having been taught all those kind of different kinds of prayers, we can pray. And some of us, we can't pray. Maybe after 10 minutes, you are even exhausted. You don't know what to pray for again. It is because sometimes we are selfish as Christians. Very selfish. Man, we can be very selfish sometimes. And that's why we don't pray. And because we don't even really have something to pray about. So the excitement is not even there. But for example, if I want to pray for the next 1 hour here now, because in those days when I was living with my uncle, who happened to be an Anglican man, and suddenly a Muslim girl just turned to a Christian, and it now became a problem in the house, praying in the night, doing vigil, going to church every now and then. It was now something else. You know, you met us in this Christianity. Please keep calm. And one day he said to me, what do you people pray about? You know, prayer meeting. In those days, our free time was never ours. Any free time I had is church, either Bible study or prayer meeting. Or we had a group of friends then. You don't even have free time. Your free time is an opportunity to invest it. We come to each other's houses and then we just, in the back garden, we pray. Because there were a lot of things to pray. And there is still a lot of things to pray about. He called me one day. What is your problem? Why do you always pray like that? And I laughed. Thank God both of them. Now they pray like I pray. Sometimes you just say jokingly that you people, you brought us in and things are changing by the grace of God. If you want to pray for 1 hour and you are not being selfish, it is very simple. For example, I've got a family of 5. I've got myself, my husband, my 3 children by the grace of God. So let's say I start from them. I thank God for my life. I mean, Lord, thank you for food. Thank you for this. Thank you for, you know, of course, we give thanks to God. Maybe about 2-5 minutes will have gone through of us. And if it's that time you are deep and you put in songs in between, you can even be lost for 30 minutes in 1 hour. In that one, let's even not go to that length that you are that spirit, but you just starting. 3 minutes for myself, let's say that. 3 minutes for my husband, please let's be adding. That's 6 minutes. 3 for each of my children, that is 9 minutes. Yeah, that's altogether 15 minutes. That is just Thanksgiving. That is just Thanksgiving. So if I now go ahead and begin to pray, like my daughter is there, God will bless you. Your education, your health, your this and that. Let's say 1 minute. Maybe just 5 things. That's 5 minutes. And for each of them again, that's another 25 minutes. How many minutes altogether? 40 minutes has gone. That is me being selfish now. Okay, let me go to being a Christian that God has called me to be. I remember my church. Okay? Maybe 5 minutes for my church. And then I remember a friend that is trusting God for one thing. I always have them around me. So if I'm even spending 1 minute on each of them, I can spend 3-5 hours on that. Let's say you don't have much friends. Let's even say 10. So 5 minutes on each of them. How many minutes? That's 50 minutes, let's say 5 minutes. We already talked about nearly 2 hours now, right? So why did somebody say I don't have anything to say in the place of prayer? It's selfishness. If I leave that one, I remember UK. Oh God. Countless number of prayer points to pray about. Because it is one thing for us to learn about prayers. Because this is one of the things the Holy Spirit actually impressed on my heart this morning to remind us. If we've been taught a lot about prayer, God said this and that, and yet we are not praying, then I need to check my life. Why I'm not praying? I need to check my life if I'm being selfish or I can't just be bothered about what concerns God or what is, the heartbeat of God. So looking at that, with that calculation now, if you believe now that you can actually pray for 2 hours nonstop, can I see your hand? Okay, very few of us. Some people are not yet sure. When you care for somebody, I've mentioned UK. I'll speak to a lot of people who are sick there. Friends, neighbors. By the time you add all of that, you already pray 2 hours, 3 hours, nonstop. So it is a call. The day we give our life to Jesus, because some people prayed you out of darkness into light. That's another thing we need to remember. Some people prayed you out of, I was born a Muslim. So out of the whole of my family, even though my mom came from a Christian family, in those days, it's just a matter of going to church on Sunday, dance and pray and go back home. Nothing much. So some people prayed me out because God put in the heart of some people, this one I've already chosen her to come out, just like you sitting down watching me this morning. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. So the importance of praying is in obedience to God. That means we're living right with God. When we pray, we are fulfilling all righteousness. Okay? Hallelujah. The Lord will help us. In Jesus' name. You can write down James chapter 5, verse 13. You can write down Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. You can write down Luke 18, verse 1. I think I did mention that one. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Please, let's write down, because of our time, the Lord really wants us to pray this, money so that we can walk within our time. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6, can we read that particular verse? I know it's a very popular one, but most time we just like read and just forget it so easily like that. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, or 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Okay, be anxious for nothing. Okay, let's read together, please. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by what? By complaining. By murmuring, or by I can't kill myself attitude. No, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request, my request, my desire, my aspirations in life be made known unto God. We're going back to that father-to-son relationship again. Be anxious for nothing. There is no, if you're not praying enough, you'll be anxious. If I don't pray enough, I will be anxious. I will live in fear. What drives away fear and being anxious is when we are men and women of his presence. In the place of prayer. Like we took time to look at the various things that God has done before, which are some of the things that we also face, in our days. Now, yesterday, and we said if God can do it for the people of old, yes, he can do it again. So, permit me to say to you, according to this verse, if you have somebody that is depressed, you can give them prayer tablets. Give them scriptures that has to do with what they are going through. And let them go on their knees every day. And give them scriptures that we encourage them that of a truth God is able. Show them that God has done it before. And give them this place. Why? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Chapter 3, verse 20. Is able to do exceedingly. Exceedingly and abundantly. This is it. How do you react when you are faced with trouble? When you just receive that letter that is saying something different? The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. So when we are men and women of prayer, we are strong. We are strong. Why? Because of our hope in God. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. I said the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Another benefit of prayer, apart from, of course, when we obey God in praying, we've already fulfilled one righteousness there. True of us. True. When we are men and women of prayer, we have access to God. We have access to God. Because when we go to God in prayer, He has promised. He said, I will hear. So He's there. Jeremiah 13, verse, He's there. I will. And that word alone is enough to encourage us each time we are faced with any problem that, you know what? Somebody has promised. Somebody who is able to deal with the situation has promised to deal with it, to answer me if I should open my mouth and pray to Him. Praise the Lord. Another benefit from there is the assurance that somebody has promised and is able to do it. We have the assurance that I am not alone. He said, that is God. I will. The assurance that when I pray is there. So when something is happening around me, I'm less worried. Because I just know that I am not alone. Let's read Luke chapter 6, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Can we read together, please? Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray. And continued all night in prayer to God. I want to say something about this place. Up to now, even in our day, some people don't believe in night prayers. They don't believe in night prayers. They don't go to night vigils. They see it as a burden. A lot of things happens in the night. Yeah, there are battles at night time. There are battles at night time. From what they told us, those, people on the other world, they meet at night times. That's when they decide what happens in the day. So there is victory in prayer. There's victory in prayer. There's victory in prayer. When we pray at night, there is even more victory because then you are send it back to the enemy, whatever their plans are, either concerning your life or your city, your family, or whatever. We're sending the plans of the enemy back to him. I want us to read Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. And before then, we see in verse 7, God said, ask, and you shall be given. Seek, you will find. Knock, the door will be opened unto you. So that means when I pray to God, I go to God with that confidence that, He has asked. When I pray to Him, He will answer me. When I call unto Him, He will answer me. When I ask for something, in line with his will, he will answer me. And most especially when we ask him in faith, because James chapter 1 says, when you ask, you need to ask in faith. We need to ask with the mind that the one who has promised me is able to do it. We need to ask with the mind that I am going to receive. Not just praying because they have asked me to pray. We pray with the expectation that he has promised to do something when I call upon him. He's going to answer me. If you then be evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask of him? When we pray, we receive God's plans for our lives. When we pray, when we are given to prayer, we are able to get the promises of God fulfilled in our lives. That's what happens. Because even the prophecies, you see how to wage war with prayers to make it happen. Prophecies will not just happen, brethren. It will not just happen. Because even as the prophecies are going out, the enemy is also trying to do some certain things to distract you or to make you feel, oh, it will not happen or God will not do it or things. So you still have to, and I still have to be on my knees to enforce it in my own life. And like this year now, our Father in the Lord has given a lot of prophecies, you know, concerning year 2020. It will definitely be fulfilled. Some has already been fulfilled. Even internationally, they already be fulfilled. Prophecies will always be fulfilled. But the question I need to ask myself is, am I positioned well enough to be part of the fulfillment, to get my own portion of the prophecy? Oh, thank you, Lord. Prayer benefits us in a way that we become instruments of honor in God's hands when we are given to prayer. And I will explain that. For example, when I was trying to analyze how we can actually pray longer the other time, I mentioned people in the hospital. I mentioned people, I mentioned United Kingdom, for example. Our neighbors, those are yet to give their lives to Jesus, either in our own family or around us. We become co-laborers with God when we are giving to prayers. Because by you praying for those people, by you praying about those things, we are working with God. Hallelujah. Does that make sense? So then when it is time to pray, you know, like when we pray in church sometimes, when we are praying for ourselves, we pray with all strength and everything. But the moment they say, let's pray for United Kingdom, the energy just like zzz. But without understanding that me praying for my neighbors to give their life to Jesus, me praying for United Kingdom to be saved, and being a co-worker, I mean, putting myself in that position of somebody who is working together with God. Because it has a great reward from there as well. When we are giving to prayer, we become an agent of change. We become an agent of change. Somebody is sick around you. As a believer, you don't go there and be saying, oh, ah, hey. No, you go there. Bring out the word of God. Challenge the sickness. Believe God with that person for healing. And the person gets their healing. What has happened? God has just used you as an instrument of change. Instrument of healing at that moment. To our family. It can be to our friends. That can be to, you know, somebody around us. When we are giving to prayer. Of course, when we are given to prayer, the Bible says in God's presence, there is what? So how many people wants to have the fullness of joy? We all want to have it. It's nowhere else than the presence of God. Nowhere else. That's why when we come to church, every opportunity we have to praise God, we praise God like nobody else is existing around us. In His presence, there is a fullness of joy. This morning, also, one of the things the Lord wants me to remind us is, for every one of us here, our needs differ. We are not the same. My needs are different from so many of us. We may have some, you know, needs are kind of the same, but it's not. But as a man or woman of prayer, what has God said? There's nothing that is happening that has never happened before. What has God said? Because we need to pray with the word. The Bible says this is the confidence that we have in Him. When we pray according to word, His will, not my will. When we pray according to His will, not my will, because that's another thing on His own as well. When we pray to God, asking God for something, are we asking according to His will? Or we're just asking to satisfy our flesh or to do, you know, just to, what is the purpose? What is the reason behind us asking God for what we're asking God for? Why do you want another car? To impress somebody? Why do you want that job? So you can prove to somebody that, oh, I am there. Or why do you want to get that thing you're believing God for? Is it because you just want to get it so that at least I can, you know, show off to somebody? No. If you are praying for God to bless you more, when you're not a giver, you just want to get the money so that people will know you are there. God may say, you know what? Hold it. Hold it. But if God is aware that if you get that job, if you get that money, if you get that contract, if you get that business, a life will be touched. The kingdom of God will move forward. God will act and do something for us. So, number one assignment is, what has God said about my current situation? What has He said? Is there any scripture to back up this particular need in my life? Let's find out and get it out. I want us to look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 18. Give me verse 15. There's a place, I think verse 15, let's say. So it touched her hand and the fever left her. And she arose and served them. That was somebody that was sick there. That's a verse for somebody who is believing God for healing. Just a touch from the Lord. Just a touch from the Lord. It's what we need. Whatever it is that we may need from the Lord, just a touch from the Lord will meet that need. And the Lord is meeting that need this morning in the name of Jesus. I say the Lord is meeting that need this morning in the name of Jesus. Please, can I have the choir up? I want to sing that song. He touched me. He touched me. And I know He touched me. Please, let's rise to our feet. We're going to pray. And as we read other scriptures along the line, we're going to be praying. Yes, please.
He touched me. He touched me. And oh, what joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now
prayer song, I want you to trust the Lord to touch you in this service this afternoon.
And all the joy of my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
He touched me.
Oh, He touched me.
With somebody as we pray this afternoon. Lord, touch my brother. Father, touch my sister this afternoon. Make her whole, Lord, make her whole. Make him whole in the name of Jesus. Spiritually, financially, materially, emotionally, Father, make him whole, make her whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be a touch, Lord. Let it be a touch, Lord. Let it be a touch of heart, of soul, of body, of spirit, Lord. Let it be a touch. Let it be a touch, Lord. That'll bring about healing in the name of Jesus. Let it be a touch, Father. That'll bring about healings of emotions, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for a touch, Lord. That'll bring about healings, Lord, in families, in homes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a touch that will bring healings, Lord, of soul, of bodies, Lord, of joints and marrows, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says your word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the dividing asunder of spirit and soul. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a touch, Lord, this morning. In the name of Jesus, let there be a touch. Touch every heart. Touch every kidney, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch every joint. Touch every marrow. Lord, let there be healings. Let there be healings. Let there be healings. In the name of Jesus, let there be a touch this morning, Father, and let there be salvation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray for that touch, Lord, that will bring about salvation of soul in the name of Jesus. Let there be a touch, Lord. Let there be a touch, Lord. Father, touch the hearts of men, touch the hearts of women, Lord. Let there be salvation. Let there be deliverance, Lord. Let there be deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray this morning that you will touch us, oh God, and bring about a turn around in every situation in the name of Jesus. Touch us, oh Lord. Father, we pray for the touch in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the touch this morning. We pray for the touch, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. Psalm 107 verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20. Thank you, Lord. He sent his word. His word healed them and delivered them from their destructions. I want you to agree with somebody else this morning and pray with them. According to the word of the Lord, I declare your healing. I declare your healing. I agree with you. I declare your healing this morning. I declare your deliverance this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, I join my faith with you. I declare your healing. According to the word of the Lord, I declare you are healed. You are healed. You are delivered from every destruction. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare your healing. By the word of the Lord, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed. You are delivered from every destruction, from every plan of the enemy. You are delivered. You are healed from every sickness. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed. You are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Marabashata rabalikerebo sotoya. Malakata ligerebo sotoya lababa. In the rabashete ligerebo sotoya. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you are healed in the name of Jesus. In the Kuria Labashata Lagaraba, in the Labashekete. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Spiritually, you are healed. Physically, you are healed. Financially, you are healed. Emotionally, you are healed. Maritally, you are healed. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. I want us to read Matthew chapter 8 verse 17, and that is a scripture for somebody to go home with. If either you know somebody that is sick or you need healing yourself, this is one of the scriptures the Lord has used to heal so many people. It's just about waking up in the morning, taking as much of it as possible. Going in the car, you're taking as much as possible. Because it's one of the things that God has promised, God did for us. Let's read it together. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. You wake up in the morning, himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. This is what one of our pastors back then in Nigeria, we did, was a school of healing that we're throwing on. And this is one of the scriptures that people actually use to heal themselves. You know, like when you go to the hospital and they prescribed medication, they say take two in the morning. And fortunately for us, there's no limitation to how much of this one we can take. Because there's power in the word of God that can penetrate into the joint, to the marrow, to bring about healing.
Amen.
So we're going to use that to pray. And all we're going to just do is to read it out loud to yourself. Most especially the B part of it. Yes, that it might be fulfilled, because it is part of I will answer you. This is part of it, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Himself took my infirmities and bore my sickness. Can we just do that for a few seconds? In the name of Jesus, that it might be fulfilled, that himself took my infirmities. He took my infirmities. He bore my sicknesses. That it might be fulfilled, that which has been spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took my infirmity, he bore my sickness. I cannot be sick. I cannot be sick. I am healed, because it is written, himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Himself took my infirmities and bore my sickness, that it might be fulfilled, that it might be fulfilled. Himself took my infirmities and bore my sickness. I cannot be sick. I cannot carry sickness. I cannot live with sickness. As it is written, divine healing is my portion. As it is written, he has taken my infirmities and bear my sicknesses. Thank you, Father. Father, we bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Lastly, God told the children of Israel, whatever you say in my hearing, that is what I'm going to do for you. What do you want to see in the new month? What do you want the Lord to do for you? Open your mouth and say it. Whatever they say in my hearing, truly as I live, says the Lord of hosts, as they said in my hearing, that will I do unto them. Whatever you want to see in your family, in your career, concerning your marriage, concerning your business, whatever you want to see concerning your relationship with God, it is time to tell him. It is time to tell him. It's time to declare it with your own mouth, with your own mouth, with your own mouth. In the Rabba Shata Rabbiya, in the name of Jesus, and the month of March, it is well with me. I will walk on my high places. In the name of Jesus, I am surrounded with the praises of the Lord as mountains surround Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with my going out and my coming in. In the name of Jesus, victory is my portion. In the name of Jesus, in this month of March, I march forward. In the name of Jesus, I go forward in every areas of my life. In the name of Jesus, in the month of March, I am lifted, I am honored. In the name of Jesus, in the month of March, I will not be rejected, I am accepted in the beloved. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me throughout this month. In the name of Jesus, and I shall dwell in the presence of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, this month, yes, my voice shall be heard. This month, nations will call unto me. In the name of Jesus, this month, whatever I lay my hands upon shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, nations will favor me. Government will favor me. In the name of Jesus, my family is blessed like a tree planted by the rivers of water. This month, in the name of Jesus, whatever we do shall flourish. In the mighty name of Jesus, this month, my peace shall be like river. I shall not be troubled. In the name of Jesus Christ, no man, no government shall trouble me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am victorious. I am an overcomer. In the name of Jesus, I will walk in a common wisdom. I will walk in a common understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, my path will shine. My path will shine. My family's path will shine. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing will die in me. Nothing will die around me. This month, in the name of Jesus, as it is written, I shall live, I shall not die. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Just as we round up, as we go back home, I want us to remember, sit down, get the scriptures, get the Bible verses that has to do with your life. Practice it for 1 month. Practice it for 1 month. Practice for 2 months. And come back and tell Pastor and prove if the word of the Lord does not work. But I tell you, the word works. The word of the Lord works. There is power in the word to bring about a change. There's power in the word to heal. There's power in the world to heal. But it all happens when we learn to go on our knees and call upon him and leave him with the rights to do his own part of the business. And the Lord will bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. One more time, let's put our hands together as we worship the Lord.